Hey everyone, it's Rachel Carter here. Ever feel like your brain is on a hamster wheel? Zooming back and forth over the same worries, thoughts, and what ifs? Well, you're not alone. In this digital age, where we're constantly bombarded with information and notifications, our brains are wired to be extra reactive. It's like having a million little alarms going off all the time. That can lead to serious overthinking and rumination, leaving us feeling stressed, anxious, and totally exhausted. But guess what? You don't have to be a victim of this endless mental chatter. Today we're diving deep into how to manage overthinking and rumination in the digital world. We'll unlock some powerful strategies to reclaim your peace of mind and feel more focused, balanced, and in control. Are you ready to break free from the mental hamster wheel? Let's do this. Firstly, let's talk awareness. You can't tame a wild thought if you don't know it's there, right? Stop paying attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Notice when that overthinking spiral starts kicking in. What triggers those anxious thoughts? Is it scrolling through social media, watching the news, or even just being alone with your own mind? Once you understand your triggers, you can start taking steps to minimize them. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. They're often not based on facts, but rather on assumptions and fears. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, when we step back and analyze our thoughts, they don't hold up under scrutiny. Remember, your mind is like a muscle. The more you train it to think positively, the stronger it gets. Mindfulness meditation is your secret weapon against overthinking. Just a few minutes of focused breathing each day can make a world of difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and pay attention to your breath. Notice the sensations of inhaling and exhaling. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. Think of it like mental stretching, you're strengthening your focus and calming your inner chatter. Don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or simply the feeling of your feet on the ground. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your mindset away from negativity and helps cultivate a sense of peace and contentment. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Connecting with others can provide immense support and perspective. Talk to friends or family about what you're going through, join a support group, or seek professional help if needed. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let's say your phone starts buzzing with notifications while you're trying to relax in the evening. You know that checking them will only lead to more anxiety and stress, but you can't seem to resist the urge. This is a classic example of overthinking in action. The constant pinging and notifications trigger a fear of missing out, FOMO, and a need for instant gratification. It's like your brain is saying, what if there's something important I'm missing? But often, those notifications are just marketing emails, social media updates, or news that can wait. How do you break free from this cycle? Set boundaries. Designate specific times to check your phone and stick to them. Turn off unnecessary notifications, especially during your downtime. And remember, it's okay to unplug and enjoy some screen-free time. Read a book, take a walk in nature, or spend quality time with loved ones. So, what's the takeaway? Overthinking and rumination are common struggles in our digital age, but they don't have to control your life. By practicing awareness, challenging negative thoughts, incorporating mindfulness meditation, focusing on gratitude, and setting healthy boundaries with technology, you can reclaim your peace of mind and live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your experiences in the comments below and let me know what strategies work best for you. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast so we can continue bringing you valuable content on your journey to digital well-being. Until next time, keep those thoughts focused and positive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.